Beijing surveyed the lobby of the Tabby Hotel, making sure that all her guests were comfortable. The toilet paper heiress was sitting in a comfy maroon chair with her prized teacup Yorkie cradled in her arms. The well-groomed, silky-furred dog was licking the salt off his owner's margarita glass. An older couple, who looked like ordinary travelers but were really dripping rich with old soft drink money, played a game of backgammon at a mahogany game table in the corner by the bay window. Then there was one of her favorite clients, Natalia, who had been living in one of the Tabby's penthouse suites for 6 months, paid for by her boyfriend, business tycoon Seth Soberman. The Russian beauty was drop-dead gorgeous, with flowing blonde hair, although she had quite the wig collection as well. Her beautiful green eyes were framed by lashes that seemed as long as her slender legs. She had no career, and wasn't exactly certain about what she aspired to do with her life. But the one thing she was sure of was her love for Seth. Beijing had just finished seeing to it that all the stores Natalia wanted to shop at today knew she was on the way when Beijing's eyes roved across the marble floor, through the custom-made bar, past the bellman stand, beyond the giant fish tank to land on a man in khaki pants that were too short, a white polo shirt, and deck shoes. He tried to come off as nonchalant, but instead stuck out like a rock in a glass of water. Beijing strolled over to further inspect the man. "Hello, sir. Is there something that I can help you with?" she asked politely while checking him out.
"No, just waiting for a friend," he said,
shifting his leg in front of the black bag by his feet. "Would you like for me to give your friend a buzz for you to let them know you're waiting?" she offered.
"No need. I don't mind waiting. I'm a patient kind of guy," he said with a dry smile.
Beijing paused briefly and then said, "Okay, no problem." She sensed that he was up to no good. "Well, if you need anything, come and see me," she added. As she walked away, she heard his cell phone buzz. She lingered over a plant, pretending to check to see whether it needed to be watered, while she listened to the one-sided conversation.
"Yeah, he's here. He's definitely here. I heard the limo driver outside bragging that he picked him up from the airport. Yeah, the friend is here, too. Old Johnny boy is as good as busted."
Beijing made a mental note to herself to scold the limo driver, but smiled at the tip she'd just gotten from her ear hustling. She was now certain that the guy in the lobby was one of the paparazzi with big plans for her famous guest, Johnny Wiz, to be his next meal ticket. "It's not going down today. Not today, not on my watch," Beijing thought as she punched in her security code to open her office door. Beijing was a jack-of-all-trades who more than lived up to her title of concierge at large for the Tabby chain of hotels. She went to extreme measures sometimes to satisfy the extraordinary requests of her high-powered clients, ballers, and anyone else rich or famous who strolled through the door of the Tabby Hotel. She went to great lengths to make sure her client's stay was as comfortable and as enjoyable as possible. Between her thousands of contacts and vast resources, she could get anything accomplished. Johnny Wiz was a music industry mogul. The man, in some way or another, touched over 50% of everything that got played on the radio. And this week, he happened to be her client. She picked up her office phone and called Johnny's room. "Hi, Johnny, it's Beijing. I wanted to warn you there's a guy down in the lobby with a camera bag, and he's definitely not taking pictures of the beautiful skyline," she said.
"Shit!" Johnny exclaimed. "The piranhas will never give me any peace."
Beijing heard an exaggerated feminine voice in the background ask, "What's wrong, honey?"
"Damn paparazzi are downstairs wanting to steal a picture of me with you," he told his friend, and then he asked Beijing, "Any suggestions on what to do?"
"Don't you worry about a thing. I'm on top of it as we speak. Just don't open the door for anyone until you look through the peephole and see that it's me," she warned.
Beijing knew that the feminine voice in the background didn't belong to a woman. Johnny Wiz's secret rendezvous was with a flamboyant, two-snaps-and-a-shake male companion, and they had been spending a discreet, quiet, cozy few days together. However, the paparazzi had plans to share their lurid affair with the world. Rumors about Johnny's sexuality had been floating around the industry for years, and a photo of him with his secret lover would command big bucks from the tabloids. After Beijing hung up with Johnny, she called her partner in crime.